This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Ballots are due tomorrow in Palmer Lake for an election related to a proposed Buc-ee's Travel Plaza. KRCC's Brianna Haney has more.
Even though there's no mention of Buc-ee's on the ballot, the election results will either clear the way or hinder the massive Travel Plaza in northern El Paso County. The town of Palmer Lake is considering annexing the site for the project. The special election includes a citizen initiative to give Palmer Lake voters a say in both current and future annexations. Also on the ballot is the recall of two town trustees who supported the proposal and their possible replacements. Many of the people who live near the potential Buc-ee's are not Palmer Lake residents and can't vote in this election. Brianna Haney, KRCC News.
Meanwhile, the two sides in Denver's ballot battle over flavored tobacco have raised more than $650,000. That's according to campaign filings. The vote is over whether to repeal a ban on flavored tobacco passed by the city council last year. Backers of the repeal have outraised their opponents by $165,000. Voters will decide in November. Breckenridge is the latest place in the state and the first resort town to be listed as an official Dark Sky community. Michael Reimer is a program manager with Dark Sky International, the nonprofit that awards the designations.
People already go to Breckenridge to ski, but no matter what night of, you know, the year it is, whether it be ski season or summertime, the night sky is going to be there and we got to protect it. So I think places like Breckenridge take that to heart and know that they're going to market themselves as a leader in protecting the night sky.
The certification is awarded to places that have put in place significant measures to reduce their light pollution. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.